I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We're back in the studio again. And boy, we were having fun even before we started the show, which is always a good time. I wanted to bring back into the studio one of my good friends, one of our past guests. He's here pretty much every month. In fact, we can't get rid of him. It's one of those things. Hugo, I thought we actually had an exterminator that tried to get rid of Pete, and it just didn't work out. It didn't work out. So, no, we got Pete Heim back in the studio. Yay. We always love when Pete's here because we learn so much about what's going on in the market, what's happening, and, you know, let's just start off. What are you seeing? I mean, this we just started talking about. It's a unique market.
It's unique.
It's unique.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
So what are you seeing? Are we seeing still the same? Nothing's really changing too much.
No. And we're still in this low inventory situation.
Absolutely.
Right? I checked it last night. It was 326. I don't know what it was this morning, but late last night, it was 326 listings.
Yeah, I think I just looked. I think it was around 328, 320 in that range. It's actually worse than it was.
It's worse than pre-pandemic, for sure.
It is.
No, we were talking about an interesting market. We're still in certain price ranges. We're getting multiple offers, man.
In a lot of price ranges.
Oh, we just lost one. It was 13. My buyer didn't get it because she didn't win it, but it was 13 offers, dude.
Yeah, and I'm still seeing.
And it was no contingencies, cash.
Yeah, that's. I was just going to say
way over full price escalations.
We're still seeing the strong buyers, like the like you said, cash and you know the appraisal gap coverage and you know, so as much as we think or what we're seeing that they're saying the economy is getting worse and all this stuff, you know, there's still real strong buyers out there.
There is,
and until we get rid of those strong buyers, my buyers can't buy a house.
That's right. I actually have some information about that. Brad. Yeah, that's good news.
Good
news for these buyers.
Good. Okay. And you know what? And actually, my buyers are strong, Pete.
Yeah.
In any normal market, the buyers I'm working with right now are fantastic
any
buyers.
Any seller would want them.
They're offering over full price. They're offering, they're not offering the appraisal gap maybe, you know, but man, they're good buyers.
Walk your dog.
You know, walk my dog, walk your dog, walk somebody's dog. I mean, you don't want to walk mine. I have a Bernese Mountain dog.
Oh,
he walks you.
He's awesome.
Oh, he's huge, he's awesome. Dude. He's huge. Go ahead.
So anyway, I did the from the start of the year till now, average price.
Yeah.
Interesting. Last year's average sold price was $264,119. That was 2022.
Yeah.
The whole year.
Gotcha.
Okay. Just this last 2 months, it's $162,869, which is a slight, I don't even know what that percentage is. I mean, it's less than 1%. Yeah.
It's almost not even mentionable.
Right.
It is. But it's a tick.
It's a tick.
It's a tick. And it's a tick down.
It's a little bit of an indicator that what we're coming out of is now starting to come back into some normalcy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Days on market, 28. And 2022's average is 20. Again, another slight tick.
Yep.
Right? And the absorption is 1.3.
Okay.
And this time last year, in March of 2022, it was 0.9.
Okay. So there shows you a little bit.
It's another tick.
But I don't see that, though. In my travels and my clients, I'm not seeing that.
No.
Are you?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah or no? Which one?
No, I'm not seeing that. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
He's a politician.
That.
He says both things.
Yeah. I'm a yes man.
I noticed. No, but that's
yes,
just
no.
Yes, no. Yes, no. Yes, no. That whole thing just is crazy.
It is.
It really comes down to inventory. But I think what's happening now with the inventory thing, which is changing everything since last year. Last year, rates were still good.
Yeah.
At this time of the year, the rates were still good.
That's right.
But now, think about it. Sellers are like sitting there going, well, now why would I move?
Exactly.
If I go and move down, let's just say I'm a baby boomer or a late Gen X, okay? And I decide, okay, it's time for me to go smaller. The kids are out, da-da-da-da, all that stuff. Got to go into a small ranch or a smaller house.
Yeah.
You are at 3.5% in this bigger house, okay? Yep. And it's got appreciation. It's all good. But now I'm downsizing to a house that I'm going to be paying 6.5% if I do some mortgaging. Of course, you could pay cash. And that house is maxed out at its highest price also.
That's right.
So, when you look at that, people think, oh, my gosh, you know. Yeah. But I think that's some of the reason people are holding off. But if they're holding off for rates to go down, I got to tell you, everybody out there, I got to tell you, the rates are not going to go down.
They're not.
I really
they just
don't
tick back up again. So
they're not going to go down to 4, 3.5.
Forget
they're going to go down to fives. I think we'll be at fives, and that's great.
Yeah,
but I don't see 3 and 4.
I agree.
No,
you know what? You just mentioned the most ideal scenario
for
a person right now.
Yes.
It is the move down buyer.
Yep, exactly.
They are equity rich out the gazooch. They've actually gained 50% over the last, I don't know how many years. I have a graphic on that then.
Yep.
And then buying cash.
Yep. If they're cash buyers buying down, man, they're in it, man.
Yeah, but the reasons why people aren't moving right now.
What are those reasons?
We're going to get into that.
Oh, we are. Okay, good.
So let's just stay with the graphics, okay? Because I'll get all screwed up, right? I don't want to screw up Hugo. But mortgage applications last week, it was the week of February 20th. So that wasn't last week, but it was close, was down 13.3%.
Wow.
And so what that means is the rates went up to 6.5-ish, right?
Good.
And that is, guys, it's because of inflation.
Right.
This is all due to inflation. Remember we said watch inflation.
Yep.
So for buyers that are okay with this,
yep,
that's good for them. Because you know why? Some people dropped out.
Yeah. Actually, you know, a good amount of people dropped out.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's going to be less competition, right?
Yeah. Right. Thank God they dropped out because we would be in worse inventory.
Yep. But bring up the first graphic because...
Oh boy, this is scary.
Yep, there it is. Look at this, guys. I mean, the ones that can see it. To start building your wealth... Anyway,
yeah.
So what? 6%, 6.5%. Look at this graph. I mean, in order to build wealth, that blue is equity in your home.
Yeah, what the graph is showing, it's showing income levels, and it starts out at 26,000, 26 to 46,000.
Yeah.
Less than 20. Then it goes 46 to 74, 74 to 127. So it's kind of going up as far as income, but what it shows in each one, Pete, is what you're showing here, I should say, is that no matter what level of income you're at, if you own a home, the home is the best investment you have and the most investment you
have. It's 80, 90% of your wealth.
It's exactly right.
On those scenarios, right?
Yeah.
The other little investments are, I don't know, 401k and whatever else you got.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So it just shows you that no matter what, no matter where you are, jump in. Buy a piece of real estate, and you're gonna do well over time.
Start building that wealth.
Yes,
it's the only way to do it.
Absolutely,
right. So the heck with the interest rate.
Yep,
you're gonna it's fine. Interest rates change, you know. Yep. But just breaking the seal and getting into homeownership doesn't. You need to just get in and start building your wealth.
You got that right.
So I think here's the challenge with our market right now, Brad.
What's that challenge?
You know, it's a big bone market. You said.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It's
yeah.
kind of a big bone market.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's got big bones.
That's right.
Here's the thing why. Okay. And that next graphic.
Yeah.
And Brad, you said it earlier. The reason is, there's two reasons. The rate locked existing homeowners. They're rate locked. And the average of those people are 3.8. Look at this graph. I mean, there's 40.8 people who a percent of the people who have a mortgage right now are in the 3 to 4 range.
Wow, that's incredible.
Right, that's the biggest one.
And those are the people that are the hardest to move right now.
They're the hardest to move.
Because they're like, I'm not going to go into higher interest rates.
They're rate locked.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's interesting. Rate locked.
Here's the other reason. And it does have nothing to do with this graphic.
Yeah.
They're worried about where they're going.
That's the biggest. That's
right.
That we've had for 2 years.
We've had that for 2 years. So those are the two biggies, right?
Absolutely.
Now. I really think if you're a homeowner with the way the homes have appreciated over the last 3-4 years, why wouldn't you sell it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Well, it's because if you do have to get a mortgage, you're going to pay double.
Yep.
And that's probably a big reason.
So I think with that all being said, if we get rates to jump down, to go back down to the 5.5 to 5.75, maybe 6% range, somewhere in the spring or summer, it's going to go bonkers.
It's going to go ape.
It's going to go bonkers.
Oh, I agree.
And I'll tell you, and the reason being is because these people that are now going, oh, great, I can't do what I want to do now because the rates are too high to do what I want to do.
Right.
As soon as you see those sneak down a little bit again, I think you're going to see things really open up.
Right. I agree.
So, and they're saying May. Everybody keeps saying May. That's the buzzword that I hear.
I'm hearing the same thing.
So we'll see.
We'll see. We'll be doing this in
maybe
May.
That'll be the month.
Maybe.
That was bad. That was a total dad joke. My daughter would look at me like really weird with that
tell
one.
Your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
But for sellers.
Yes.
The graphic with the United States. Okay, if you look at Pennsylvania, look at this. Over the last 5 year appreciation,
that's 50, crazy.
50.2 in Pennsylvania.
That's a lot.
National average is 58%. If you bought a house 6 years ago, guys, That's where you're at. You doubled your value.
If you didn't buy a house 6 years ago, think about how mad you are.
Shame on you or shame on me. But shame not that shame on whoever.
Not that we can predict that. No. Not that we knew that was going to happen.
No.
But it's still, but here's one thing we do know. Over time, it is a great investment.
Yeah.
There's never been a time in history where a house has gone down and down and down and down and went down to zero and then it just fell apart.
Whatever. Right.
It always might dip a little bit, then it goes up, dip a little bit, then it goes. So over a long period of time, it's a great investment.
Yep. And listen to this. Over half of those people, no, I'm sorry, not quite half of those people, 48% of those homes that have mortgages on it right now have over 50% equity.
Wow. That's incredible, too. That's a big number.
I mean, that's
over 50% equity.
Over 50% equity.
Yeah. There's a lot of money sitting there. Yeah. A lot of money.
So if you have a $200,000 loan, there's a chance your house is worth $400,000. That's what that says.
Yeah. And this is another reason why I think, what you're seeing is a lot of our wealth right now is built in equity.
Yeah.
Is in real estate equity.
It is. It's all in equity.
But it's funny because, and that's maybe why also the stock market's not doing as well.
Right.
Because a lot of that money's trapped up in equity in their homes.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's interesting.
That's true.
The last graphic I have is about the inventory.
Yeah.
It's the bars. This is really, look at this is telling. Inventory is 43.2% lower than the pre-pandemic levels of 2017 to 19.
43. Okay. Say it again.
Okay. 43%. 43.2% lower than pre-pandemic levels.
Got it.
Pre-pandemic levels, guys, was normal.
Yeah. So in 2019, we had 1.1 million listings.
Yep.
Right?
Can you bring that back up? There you go.
Okay. January.
Yeah.
That was in January.
Yep.
And then in
January. I'm sorry.
In 2020, it was 953. So that's pre-pandemic because it would be, pandemic.
Right when it was
right
coming.
When it's happening. But 2020.
No, January was right before the shutdown.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So then look what happens. 2021, you're down to 532,000. 2022 was 378,000 listings in January.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Do you guys know where that's located? The United States of America.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
That's how low.
That's crazy. And then, this is obviously a prediction that at the end of this graph, it says for 2020, no, actually not a prediction.
No.
We already had January.
We have it.
Shows you how good I am with dates. Don't listen to me. I have no clue.
Leave this to me, will you,
Brad? I'm going to let Pete talk about the graphs. But it says 625. So we really were up.
We're up.
Which just blows my mind.
Which is still low.
Very low. What'd you say? 47% off.
43.2%.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that's, I hope that helps some people understand, like, people don't buy and sell just to buy and sell real estate, do they?
Yeah.
They buy Absolutely. They buy or sell because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
I buy or sell, and we talked about this before. It's because boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
It has nothing. Oh, you wake up and go, gee, I really feel like selling my house today. Yeah. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
No.
No, 90% of the time it's a want, not a need.
Right.
Because if you look at the needs would be estates.
Yep.
Divorce.
Yep.
Relocation through job.
Babies.
Right. Babies, things like that. Those are more of a need, okay?
Yeah, divorce. But that's all needs.
The others is all want.
All want.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of people that want to move. My wife wants to move all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, we don't need to move. She listens to me. And I'm still there, yeah. I think I'm starting to lose on that whole thing, though.
Let's
I'm starting
see how
to
this
lose.
Works out next month, shall we?
Yeah, exactly. One of the things, too, that last time you were on that really, really hit me, and I actually used it a couple times, was when you went through the 10 years, what really blew my mind was the inventory here in the county did not change as drastically as I thought it did on a yearly basis from the, what was it, you did 2012 to, no, it was 2014 or 20.
2012 to current.
That actually was really a telling moment for me because I thought there was going to be a lot less inventory every year. Like I always thought we were going to see this huge, huge dip like we see here nationally on January.
It slid. It didn't drop.
What it is we have more demand.
We have more demand.
Mm-hmm. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
On a local level.
And that was interest rate driven.
Yeah, right.
On the
right.
demand, yeah.
Yeah, that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
I learned something from that whole thing that you did last time. Yeah. It was really cool. You know, the numbers don't lie.
If you remember, That's why That's why I love facts.
They don't lie.
Love numbers.
Yeah, if it's straight out stats and no opinion,
yeah,
that's what's the I love.
But you remember that was a 2016 into 2017 was it really started?
Yep.
It really started to go.
Yep. There. But it's just amazing. I thought it was going to.
But it was gradual up to
it
that
was
point.
Gradual. Yeah.
You're right.
So weird. Yeah. So do you have anything else or no?
That's what I got right now.
That's Hugo, what you got. Anything?
No.
Yeah.
You have no questions or anything?
No, I don't have a question today.
All right.
No questions from Hugo. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Totally amazing. He must be just gathering so much information from our show
that he
probably has his own show that we don't even know about.
It's called
Hugo's Real Estate Show or Hugo and You or something. I don't know what it's called.
That's right.
But that's all right. That's okay. Man. So thanks so much, Pete, for coming in again. I appreciate it. Man. Great numbers, great stuff, great information. You know, and the like we said before, too, the media sells headlines. We sell homes. Be sure that you listen to what the realtors are saying and don't just go by the media and everything you hear out there, because it's not as bad as it seems. They're there to sell. That's they're there to do sell. So that's about it. We will see you next Thursday at 1 p.m. Thank you so much. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.